Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
What if I told you everything you know about the world is wrong? What if I told you that all the things that you believe to be impossible are, in fact, very much an ontological possibility? Reality is not what you think it is. It is so much more complicated, fascinating, and above all, it is terrifying. You see, we are at the fringe of the map, and there's more than just dragons.
You make it to the front door, you hear...
Yeah.
I turn around.
You turn around?
Yeah.
You see a tiger sprinting towards you, dude.
I don't know, maybe this will do nothing. I just hold my left hand out and open my third eye.
You hear the door open behind you and you feel someone grab you from outside and drag you out of the building and then slam the door shut behind you.
They pulled me out.
Rowdy Wilson.
Well, aren't you a sight for sore eyes?
There he is! You see goons.
All right, let's go, Rowdy. Let's go. Oh, man.
There's gunfire now.
No, there's not. We're leaving. Adam, we were walking. We were leaving.
You see your car has pulled up near where the truck is that brought you here. It looks like, you see also, Rowdy definitely was not kind to your car, unfortunately. The gate into here, it is only chain link, but it has been burst inwards by your car.
The car, it's the stuff in the car that I want.
You can see that Rowdy has killed a guy as well. There's a person not dead from tiger wounds, but dead from gunshots.
Fuck, okay, this is good. We go back towards the car. Before we go past the truck.
Yeah, some bullets whiz past you, but none hit you, luckily.
I check my finger again. Is it still bleeding?
Yes.
Okay, maybe I don't understand. I get to the truck where the car is.
Yeah.
I stab the butterfly knife into one of the tires.
Very clever.
Thank you.
Keep going. Yep. All right, you get into the car. Another burst. It dong, 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 dong. Hits along the bonnet of your car, and then one of them penetrates the glass. You hear Rowdy swear, but which one have you gotten to the driver's seat?
I would have automatically gone to get in the driver's seat.
You hear Rowdy swear, but then he looks at you. You can see he's cradling, or he's holding his leg now. He looks at you and he says, drive, drive, drive!
I can fix that. I drive the car out of here.
I'm going to make that a drive dexterity check. Do you have drive?
No,
you do not.
No.
So that's a...
My dexterity is also one.
So that's a chance die.
But Adam, what if I put some willpower on it because I've got some willpower back now?
You certainly can. That would make it three dice.
That's good.
You perform the fastest... Maybe it's not even like a
three-point turn.
Yeah, it's not even a three-point turn.
I just go backwards.
Yeah, you reverse back out the way the car came. Hit the handbrake and swing the car around.
Oh, Tokyo Drift, baby.
You Tokyo Drifted, and then you're out of there.
I drive back to the scene of the crime with everything.
Okay.
Where the Odic force is in the sewer.
Highs or lows?
Lows.
As you approach, you hear... Out of the holes in the bonnet, you see smoke start pouring.
Huh. I think this is the end of the car, Rowdy. I've learned some incredible things.
Rowdy just makes a pained noise.
I'm going to fix that. Oh, I can stabilize him. I've got medicine.
Sure.
I want to try to help him before we get to the fixing.
That'd be
fixing.
Dexterity medicine, so two dice. No successes. So you probably, because you're driving as well, you reach over and just with like, maybe you've got a first aid kit, you just shove wadded cotton or something like that into the, you see he's been wounded. He's been shot just below his belly.
Just once?
Yeah, he nods.
Thanks for coming to get me, Rowdy.
Yeah. Yeah.
I appreciate it. Do you want to see something cool?
Yeah, all right. I've got something to tell you though as well.
I show him my left hand with the eye.
Jesus Christ!
I know, right? It's new.
No kidding.
You know, I never realized my nose looked like that before. It never came out in the reflection, but from this angle, completely different. Anyway, this appeared because I touched the goo.
Cool, he says.
The goo that brought me back to life.
All right.
I think it's Odic Force.
What?
There's this crazy guy, scientist. He thought it was light. He's an idiot. Turns out it's goo.
Oh, okay.
It's a life force. It connected to all being living things. We all have it, apparently. Just a bit of a pseudoscience. I believe it's real. It's goo. And I think it is bringing literary characters to life in this census-designated place. This... Also, Brains may or may not be a werewolf.
Well, we've dealt with werewolves before.
I know. That's boring.
Yeah. It's kind of almost pedestrian.
Yeah. Sorry, I couldn't keep it all at the top level.
This Odic Force, you said you saw it as like a goo, but can you also see it at night?
I've never looked.
So, I was thinking about this. I went back to grab some old case files, he says. He taps the console in between the two of you. You can see there's a thick bound series of papers in a manila envelope. Stamped on the front, it has North Carolina Cleanup 1993.
Do I know what that is?
No.
What's that?
In 93, it was my first year out of Quantico, my first year on the job. One of the first things I was tasked with helping with was some coordination of local first responders and emergency crews.
Is this the fake nuke story?
So, a B-52 Stratofortress, a high-altitude bomber.
Yeah, yeah.
It had experienced a fuel tank explosion, and the plane fell apart in air. As it did so, the two nuclear bombs it was carrying were both released. Now, one of them, its safety chute deployed, and it landed without any incident. But the other one, it has a high-voltage trigger mechanism. It's supposed to be safe, but in this instance, it accidentally armed, and when the bomb impacted, it detonated.
Jesus.
Thankfully, no one was hurt. It was a very unoccupied stretch of North Carolina.
Well, it was North Carolina. What do you expect?
But all...
Decided, new character trait for Heracles. Disdain for North Carolina. Unclear why.
Had bad ribs once.
Yeah. Bad time.
No one was hurt in the explosion, but local and federal services were mustered to clean the area up, keep people away, keep everything safe and ordered and whatnot. Saw a lot of strange things those 2 months while the cleanup crews worked. A lot of sleepless nights, to be fair, a lot of hard-working days in the sun, and a lot of people would crack under that pressure. But I'm convinced it wasn't all sunstroke.
You saw goo.
Well, I saw something I couldn't explain. It was lights at night, only at night. But not everyone saw them, just spotted groups of people.
Would you say the percentage of the people who saw it were about one-third?
Maybe thereabouts. But that wasn't it, though. People with, like, lifelong injuries who were working that case, just one day sick, the next day everything was fine. A guy might have eczema one day and then clear skin, never has eczema again in their life. Also, strange shit, reports that foliage, plant life, that was removed because of concerns about radiation, it just, next day, it'd be back there again. No explanation.
The sewer's full of trees.
The thing that fucked me up the most, if I'm being honest, I saw a deer. Not any deer. Two heads, six legs, and as it ran past me, I swear to God, Heracles, one half of it was covered in eyes.
I look at my hand. I have a ladybug in a car that has about 6 extra legs and 3 heads.
I looked into it as much as I could, but there wasn't a lot to go on. But I did notice that the people coordinating everything at the pressure center, what we called it back in the day, the coordinators, they didn't seem to be from any specific government organization.
That's my favorite kind of government organization.
They just had absolute power.
Black Watch.
Maybe. One thing that might be helpful for you, though, is there was one record that I was able to drudge up in an old library somewhere. I assume they didn't think to check there for information that might hamper their cover-up. Apparently, the site the bomb was dropped on was once an old nuclear silo, but we didn't find any silo, just the crater that the bomb landed in.
Would I have heard about any shady organizations using silos for anything shady in my research into them?
Maybe, now that you think of it, almost suspiciously no.
Huh. Well, we're almost at the side of... I think you saw the thing that is plaguing this town. I think you witnessed the Odic Force. I think the man who melted turned him into his composite bits, and somehow those bits ended up on my corpse, and I was resurrected. I think I would have stayed dead if it weren't for some of this goo. And, well, I found some of the goo. I put it on my hand, and now I have an eye where my left hand was. And I think they used it to treat my when I got shot in the stomach by that drug dealer. I think I told Rowdy that, so that's good. And I think maybe the werewolf has access to it.
Rowdy, if you haven't told him, it's pretty classic for him to find out like this.
Yeah, so, yeah, this is just how our relationship exists.
I don't know if you still care, but I got the number for LeBlanc.
Let's call him after we fix up that.
I think I'm okay, he says, holding it. You can see he's bled a lot, but the bleeding has stopped.
Yeah, but I can make it go away, go away.
In exchange for an eye?
I don't think so.
How do you know?
Isn't that part of the fun, Rowdy?
You know what? I think I'm all right. I think I'd rather do it the old-fashioned way.
Fair enough, but I would like to get a sample of that goo.
You've pulled up behind the car.
Oh, is the police stuff still going on?
It's still going on, yeah.
Laugh a par.
Yeah, the tiger?
So I've run into the Telltale Heart, the Great Gatsby, and now Laugh a par.
I've heard, look, actually, maybe LeBlanc is worth talking to because I've been looking into this, and apparently a few bodies have gone missing at the medical center. They're still investigating what's going on.
Did they leave goo behind, or...?
No one's mentioned anything about goo.
So, what are we dealing with? Literature? Victor Frankenstein, perhaps?
Dracula? I've not gotten any specifics. But
sorry, I don't know why I said it that way. I just think it's funny if Heracles says Dracula, Dracula.
Nothing, no specifics. But LeBlanc might be able to answer more. He holds up a folded piece of paper that presumably has the number.
We'll call him. You sure you're... Why don't we go to the medical center, get you treated for that, and I'll
medical
call
center's
LeBlanc.
Closed. Apparently there was a breakout.
Well, I guess we'll just break back in.
Sure. Rowdy says.
Or I've got the first aid kit in... Oh, in this car.
You're getting out. You can, if you want, administer proper first aid to
Rowdy. I would like to now do first aid to my good friend Rowdy Wilson.
There's, unfortunately, because you've already made a roll and it wasn't enough, you can't restore any hit points for him.
Yep.
But you do, you know, properly bandage
He's
him.
He's not bleeding anymore.
Yet.
Yeah. What's the time, Adam?
It'd be about just after midday.
Rowdy, why don't we continue this conversation while you have the best pie of your life?
All right.
We go to the blue plate.
You head to the blue plate.
Yeah, you keep driving my car. Oh, no, that car's dying. We'll just leave it here. I go to the boot, and I get out the bat.
Okay.
And a few other bits and pieces. I chuck it in the boot of Frankie's grandmother's car, Miss Fontenot. And we go to the blue plate.
Yeah, there's the lunch crowd here.
Sarah Johnson
that.
There?
No, you don't spot her here. You are greeted, as you were last time, by Emily Thompson, the owner of the Blue Plate manager.
No Sarah today.
No, she hasn't come in today. Why? Do you know where she is?
No, I just was having such a lovely conversation with her last time about the folklore of your town.
It's very frustrating. Very frustrating. You know, it's...
She hasn't been in for a couple of days?
Yeah, actually, she stopped coming in yesterday, I think it was. Yeah, yesterday. It's just very frustrating because she's a new hire, and, You think, you know, she seemed really, she's local apparently, although I've never really seen her around, but she's a local, whatever, who cares? You'd think, you know, you'd think that would afford you some measure of respectability, some, you know, responsibility, but
yeah,
just came and went. Yeah, very frustrating. Very, very frustrating.
She seemed really weird when I was trying to ask her questions and didn't want to talk about them. And that was 2 days ago. And then she immediately left. Yeah. I look at Rowdy. We're not talking about this. Just table for two. We'd love some of that pecan pie.
Certainly. You are set down with... Oh, do you want a menu?
No, the pie's fine.
All right. Just some pie. Coffee?
No, but my friend here will have it just bitters.
Rowdy puts up a hand and says, coffee will be fine. Thank you.
Oh, I still got the packet of cigarettes too.
Sure, you grab that and the butterfly knife, sure.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You smoking well, again?
The butterfly knife's gone, it's in the wheel, so he knows it was me.
I don't know, he's pretty fucked up on drugs. He might look at it and be like, why did I do this?
Fuck, I hope so. Well, I learned, well, I died, Rowdy, so I figure I was old one or two.
Yes.
And then I learned that, do you know that... gangster. Well, then I learned that Evangeline might be a werewolf, which, while boring, is still an interesting predicament. I originally thought she was just controlling the Odic force, which she might actually be doing too. We should pay her a visit after this. I should pay her a visit after this. You should not do that.
I'm probably going to sit for a bit.
I recommend that.
What was her name? Sarah?
Sarah.
You think she's involved or something?
Oh, I think she's very involved. I came in here first day. You know what I'm like, chatting, talking to people, asking about local folklore, as I'm wont to do. And when I asked her if there were strange things happening in the town, she became very nervous. I could tell maybe there was something she didn't want to talk about. I thought she was scared of Evangeline. So I said to her, here's my card. If you think of anything, maybe it coming... see me where I'm staying, under the assumption that maybe talk.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey, marketers. Want a matchmaker to set you up with your perfect audience? Well, look no further. Get intimate right away with host-read sponsorships with Acast. Use Acast's self-serve ad platform to search and partner up with a podcaster or two from our network of more than 100,000 shows. Have them sing your praises in their own words. And get their listeners ready to be wooed into loyal customers. It's the ultimate loving endorsement. Book host-read sponsorships with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.
Talking to me alone, you know, might get to talk a bit more, not be scared of being seen talking to me by, you know, I was being tailed at the time.
Sure.
And then we just learned from Miss Thompson that she up and left. Haven't been seen for 2 days. New hire and a local, but she's not seen him around before. I'm going to make a guess here, Rowdy. If someone was a local in this place, you'd know.
He nods.
I mean, Sarah Johnson is also such a boring, fake-ass name. Not like Rowdy or Heracles.
Yeah, yeah. Something worth looking into, you reckon?
I don't know. See if
how old did she seem? Reckon she's got a DMV record?
She looks like she's in her 20s. Definitely have a DMV record. I think that whatever's happening in this town is similar to what you encountered out in North Carolina.
Rowdy makes, he gets out a pad and paper and he makes a note. All right, I'll look into Sarah Johnson. All right, I'll look into it.
Be careful.
How old are you, 20s? Yeah. Anything else?
Be careful.
Rowdy stops for a sec. He looks at you and he says, do you remember the last time you told me to be careful?
Yes. I shot you. Carefuler.
What? No, that's not my meaning. My meaning is the last time you told me to be careful, you were the one who got me in trouble. What's going on?
Rowdy, would you believe me if I told you that I might have accidentally kicked off a turf war between two drug lords?
Would I believe you?
And one of them might be a werewolf.
Heracles, if you haven't done that, I'm shocked.
And maybe when I came back from the dead, I was a little cranky, and I may have accused a very powerful woman of trying to kill me. And then she threatened to kill you. And also me.
Rowdy leans back.
She has a, well, you know, credit card neck mercenaries working for you. You know those guys with the big fat heads you can run a credit card in the back of their skull?
Miss Thompson? Thompson, was it? I think I will have that bidders right now.
Anyway, this is a good mystery, though.
That Sinclair woman? She's connected.
Oh, I'm aware. Look, I don't think you'll get fired, per se, but you're going to have a shit time for a little bit, I think.
The ATF is conducting some investigations around here. Apparently there's been explosions, gunfire at night in the bayou.
Yeah, that would be Frankie, the gangster. Possibly Sinclair and her mercenaries. And maybe Evangeline being a werewolf. I think we may have found the most fucked up place in America.
Yeah, yeah. Look, hey, you're not wrong. But don't we always find those places?
I mean, we sure do. Life would be boring without them.
Yeah.
Why don't you lay low, see what you can find about this, give me a call. I'm going to call LeBlanc on my way over to see Evangeline and, I don't know, find out if she's a werewolf. Might be something more interesting. Maybe she's like a were-scorpion. Do they come in those? I don't know.
He shrugs.
Oh, yeah, I've got a... We went to the car, I took a sample in a cup.
Sure.
A vial. Oh, no, because I've got my car, so I've got my stuff in the back.
Sure.
So I take a sample of the Odic Force, and I say, yeah, good luck, Rowdy. Lay low.
Next time you get in trouble,
yeah,
you can call.
I had that under control, but thank you.
You're heading over to the high school, and on the way, you're calling LeBlanc?
Calling LeBlanc, yeah.
All right. First thing you notice, by the way, is that
is the pie good?
The pie's lovely, yeah.
Yeah, it always is. Yeah. Fuck.
The first thing you notice is that Pelican Park, the fairgrounds, it's open. Unlike yesterday, the gates are open and you can see there's this massive line of kids waiting to get in, which you find as odd because it is Friday.
At midday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You call LeBlanc.
I'll ask Evangeline about it. I've got to see her at some point and ask her if she's a dog man.
All right, you know you're calling Huma Directions Behavioral Center.
Yep.
You're asking for Alexander LeBlanc, and you're basically just saying that Rowdy...
Rowdy Wilson, yeah.
Just pretend you're... Rowdy probably gives you a thing. He's like, just pretend you're my partner.
Yeah.
Huma Directions Behavioral Center.
Hello. My name's Heracles Melville. My partner, Rowdy Wilson, gave me this phone number. I have to speak with Alexander LeBlanc.
We've got him here for you right now, hon. Just wait a moment.
Thank you very much.
Who is this?
You're not going to believe this, Alexander, but I don't think this is the weirdest thing you've experienced in the last 24 hours.
Try the last week. Maybe more.
It's me, Heracles. I'm back from the dead.
I recognize the voice.
I hear you saw a man melt.
I've seen several people melt at this point.
How many, Dr. LeBlanc?
He does a quick count in his head. The one you know about. A woman who looked like she was run over by a train. A huge, brawny man in dusty clothes who was shot close range in the back of the head. A young boy who was shot and killed by what must have been a musket ball. Get this, he had a satchel bag on him filled with letters written in French. Speak a little myself. They were orders. Military orders, written, not typed and printed, written, handwritten. And most tragically, a woman and her poor baby who died for seemingly no reason. We had them. We were looking after them. They're just like they gave up.
Well, that first woman on the train, that's Anna Karenina.
That was my thinking, too.
Your town's got a book problem. Sorry, your CDP has a book problem, Dr. LeBlanc. It also has a mystical goo problem, and they've become enmeshed.
You can see it?
Yeah, you can't.
Yes, I can, but when I point it out to other people, they can't.
Can I? That man. My most infuriating thing, Dr. LeBlanc, is when idiots are a little bit rot.
That man, the telltale heart man, he died the second the police officers came by with a box of your effects. They said they'd found a heart in your room.
Yeah.
The moment that box entered my medical center, that man up and died himself.
Melted.
Well, he collapsed, and then he started melting. Everyone said he was dead, but I could see he was melting.
So what do they think what happens when the body's gone?
He shrugs. I don't know. They're just saying the body's gone missing.
I got a serious question, maybe a philosophical one for you, LeBlanc.
This actually kind of melds up, I would very quickly say, Heracles, this melds up a little bit with something you already know.
Yep.
People, a lot of people, when their minds encounter something that is irrefutably supernatural, they kind of try to almost ignore it. Yeah.
No, didn't happen.
It's often, if someone, like with example with Frankie, if they see a werewolf transform into a werewolf, there's nothing the mind could do. They're like, well, I obviously saw a werewolf.
I better do a lot of cocaine about it.
Some people, though, they kind of exist on that cusp, or some situations allow people to exist on a cusp where...
I didn't see that.
Yeah, they could be like, I didn't see that. So you're thinking this is like people who can't see the Odic force married with that phenomena where they're like, well, my brain can explain this away.
Yeah. I call it the coat on the back of the door syndrome. Sometimes it's a coat on the back of the door. Mostly it's a monster. Well, LeBlanc, how long has this been going on for? About a week? What changed?
I think the first case occurred about, I would say, 9 days ago.
Can I ask a question that sounds unrelated, but it is absolutely interconnected to this ontological phenomena?
Go on.
New Girl started at the Blue Plate. You might have been served by Sarah Johnson.
Yeah.
She's apparently a local, but I don't believe that, and I reckon being the local doctor, you'd know anyone who was from here.
Well, I assumed she was Sarah Johnson Jr.
Jr.?
On account of I grew up with a Sarah Johnson round here.
And they look the same.
I would say she was the spitting image of her mother at her age.
LeBlanc, I'm going to go out on a limb and say that she was not just a spitting image. I think that was her mother. How did you know the mother? What happened to her?
We grew up around here. She joined the Navy, last I heard.
Did you go to the Blue Plate and get served by her?
I did.
And?
I told her I knew her mother.
And what did she do with that information?
She seemed somewhat upset to hear that. She seemed to be some misunderstanding. I didn't want to pursue it.
That's not her. It's her. It's the mother. She's connected to the Odic force.
Something awful's wrong with that woman, though. I'll let you know that.
Why?
Well, at a certain point, they keep most of the restaurant well lit. But there are corners that, well, they need to get the lights fixed. And any time she rolled through that area, which I recall her mom enjoyed rollerblades when she was young... But any time she rolled through that area, the woman had a glow to her.
Glowed in the dark.
A little bit.
Would you say that if you turned out the lights in the morgue, some of these bodies that melted, did they glow in the dark, Dr. LeBlanc?
I would say turning out the lights in the morgue would be almost pointless with the amount of bodies we had.
How many bodies?
Like I said, there was the woman and her baby, the young man with the musket wounds.
I gotta ask, what other books do you think they're from? French Boy sounds like Les Miserables, but I could be wrong.
Could be Les Miserables. Brawny Man, Dusty Clothes, Shot in the Back of the Head. Sounds a little bit like Of Mice and Men, if I'm being honest.
Oh, of course. A giant man.
a young woman and her baby died mysteriously. It could be a lot of books, but I have recently been reading some Hemingway.
Well, I fought a tiger from Life of Pi. It can't die, though, so that's good. Unusual. Well, LeBlanc, I'm going to go continue to investigate this mess. Is there anything else that you think I need to know?
Well, I would say that whatever this is, it has something to do with the water, since most of these people were first
seen down by the bayou.
Yeah.
You said Sarah Johnson joined the Navy.
That she did, last I heard.
Boats?
Submarines.
You don't happen to remember where she lived? Where she grew up?
Yeah, I remember. I can give you the address if you want.
That'd be wonderful, Dr. Lee.
Someone else lives there now, though.
That's all right.
He gives you the address.
Wonderful.
It's not too far further than where you are currently. It's just past Sabine High.
Yep.
There's a second church. I forget the name of it.
Trinity Methodist Church.
Trinity Methodist Church. It's the house on house across from Trinity Methodist.
Wonderful. Well, LeBlanc, kind of a rhetorical point, but I have some good news for you.
Go on.
You're not insane. Unfortunately, it won't help you.
I'm very tired. I think I'm going to go.
Well, if you ever need anything, anything at all going forward in your life of this nature, you have my card.
Thank you. At the moment, I think all I need is a rest. He hangs up.
I get to the high school.
All right. It appears the school is out today. You notice no teachers, no students, but you see a lot of hired guns just roaming around the school.
That's why they're all at the carnival, Adam. Yeah. She sent them to the fair.
Have a day off.
I walk up to the school.
Two people stop you from getting in. Who are you?
You could tell Brains, Heracles Melville is here to see her.
Wait right here. He heads off. There's another guy here to make sure you don't just wander in.
School's out. I see. Fairground opened up unexpectedly, I see.
He doesn't say anything.
You having fun? Like this line of work?
I suggest we just pass this in silence.
Oh, come on. It's much more interesting to chat. What's your favorite color?
Yellow.
Well, I think that says a lot about your personality.
My mother always said I like the sunshine. Brains arrives. Well, well, well. Heracles, to what do I owe the pleasure?
I thought I'd come and apologize for missing our meeting the other night.
Apology, smallmology. Please, come in. Would you like a drink? You look dusty from the road.
No, I'm all right. Water would be fine.
All right. Are you sure? Life and death situations always make me want a drink. You still peckish?
No, I just had some of that unbelievable pecan pie down at the Blue Plate.
I know, yeah. But, I mean, the pecan pie, while delicious, is not exactly filling.
Are you tailing me again, Evangeline?
I don't need to tail you to know where you are, Heracles. You leave a trail everywhere you go. I once would have said that you were the devil. But I see, instead, he just follows you.
Hey, marketers. Want a matchmaker to set you up with your perfect audience? Well, look no further. Get intimate right away with host-read sponsorships with Acast. Use Acast's self-serve ad platform to search and partner up with a podcaster or two from our network of more than 100,000 shows. Have them sing your praises in their own words. And get their listeners ready to be wooed into loyal customers. It's the ultimate loving endorsement. Book host-read sponsorships with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.